Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, and welcome back to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, and today I'm going to teach you how to improve your speaking and accent so much that at the end of this episode, you'll think, wow, is that really me? This practice will help you move your mouth in the right way and train your ear to hear English sounds clearly. You'll feel more confident when you speak, and words will come out easier and faster. Every time you think about grammar, hear me out. You don't need perfect grammar or a special accent. You just need your voice and a few minutes of practice. All right, before we start, here's the plan so you feel comfortable. I'll read several short sentences, and I want you to repeat them exactly. I want you to shadow me. So, for the ones who don't know shadowing yet, remember, start repeating just 1 second after I begin. Don't wait for me to finish. It's just like when your shadow follows you. In this way, you'll hear my voice and at the same time, try to copy it. You copy my sound, my ups and downs. We call this intonation and my accent. This will help you a lot to shape your mouth muscles because you know, your mouth muscles in your native language work in a different way. So, to speak clearly and easily in English and to feel comfortable, you have to train them. It's just like a treadmill in the gym. But instead of working on your body muscles, you work on your mouth muscles. And then, at the end, I've got a great challenge for you. And hey, if you like easy English lessons, you can follow my channel, Magic for English. First, let's warm up with some short, powerful sentences. So, to warm up your mouth muscles and your tongue, I prepared an easy practice for you at the beginning. After each sentence, I'll keep speaking slowly, and I want you to shadow me. That means repeat at the same time, just 1 second after I start. Don't wait for me to finish. Follow my voice, exactly like I taught you. Let's begin. I'm learning English in a steady way. I don't rush. I pay attention. Each time I speak, the next sentence becomes easier. Mistakes are signs that I'm training the right muscles. Today, I want clear sounds and a calm rhythm, not speed. I can learn and speak out loud. Great job, my friend. You see, that was easy, right? And if you don't understand some of the words, don't worry. This is just practice for your lips, your mouth, and your accent. Step by step, sentence by sentence, you'll sound better and feel more confident. Now, let's go to the next part of our practice. Practice 2. Longer sentences and motivation. This time, the sentences are a little longer. They will help you train your mouth and give you energy to stay motivated. Let's start. My practice today builds tomorrow's fluency. When I speak out loud, my mouth learns the way of each sound. I listen for stress and timing. because English moves with a soft rhythm. I repeat with patience, and I choose speaking instead of being perfect. Every minute I speak, my language becomes more natural. You did a great job. You see, you're getting stronger with every sentence. Don't forget, every small step brings big progress. You're not just practicing English, you're building confidence. Practice 3. Training easy sentences for chatting. Now, let's go back to some easy sentences to practice chatting. English is not a test to pass. It's a way to travel. It's a way to have fun. Some roads are familiar, others are new. When a sentence feels hard, I take one breath, divide it into two small parts, and keep going. I keep my voice steady and my body relaxed. My goal is simple. Finish the idea with the right ups and downs. Small sessions make a big difference. Every single time I speak English, it builds my fluency. Great job with these shadowing techniques. You did an amazing job today. You've already practiced a lot, and now your mouth and ears are working together. Be proud of yourself. This is how real progress happens. All right, now here's a challenge for you today. You can use it every day until you become fluent. After this episode, choose one sentence we practiced together. Write it down on a piece of paper. Then, record yourself. Use your voice memo or your camera. Try to repeat that sentence 3 times. And that's it. Now, don't listen to your voice or watch your video today. Wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow, before you start, listen to my voice and then listen to your voice. Compare the two and then record yourself again. You can do this with every sentence, as many times as you need, until you feel your voice sounds clear and natural. This whole practice takes less than 5 minutes a day. But if you make it a daily habit, your voice and accent will get much better, step by step. And remember, today, you didn't just listen. You spoke, because only listening won't improve your pronunciation. Speaking does. So keep going. Keep your sessions short. No pressure at all. Stay calm. Stay confident. If a sentence feels tough, just repeat it again and again. It's not a big deal. It's part of learning. If you liked this episode and it helped you even a little bit, share it with a friend who wants to speak English naturally, just like you. This was Magic for English. I'm Daniel. And for more easy episodes and fun practice, make sure to follow or subscribe so you don't miss the next one. See you next time.